Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Sexy Real Estate Recruiting Podcast.
What's up?
I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of Flow. I'm here with my co-host, my cohort, my co-culture superstar, Matt Vine. How's it going, Matt?
Doing absolutely, absolutely fantastic. As always, it's another day in paradise, Ben. So somebody, we were talking to somebody, I forget who it was, yesterday or the day before, and they were like, you guys sound like y'all have so much fun on the podcast.
And you guys are so entertaining.
Entertaining, yeah.
And I was like, was it my mom?
I was going for educational. She's like, no, y'all are funny. And I was like, no, Ben's funny. I'm the educational one. I'm the ambassador of educational. Is that right? No.
Yeah. You're the board of education.
I'm the board of education. That is about as accurate as it could be, Ben. And I'm sorry that I laughed at that because that should not be funny.
Yeah.
But it turns out that it is because you know what? That's just how I am some days. Speaking of some days, right?
Yep.
So today the topic is absolutely a great one. It's we're gonna talk about the difference between vision and culture and how that impacts recruiting. Okay, because it is vision critical in recruiting. We talk around this all the time, but today we're gonna grab it in a headlock. We're gonna drive it to the dirt like a WWE wrestler and get to the bottom of it.
Because so many times you get that confused, right? It's like, oh, you got to have a mission statement. You got to have vision. You got to have culture. And it's like, what are all these things? And what's the difference between the two of them? Why should I even have either one of them?
Yeah, that's right. Do you even have to have all of them? Which one should you have and everything, right? So
we're going to talk. Should you start having one of them?
Right. If you don't have vision, should you have a vision for your company? It turns out, yes.
Lens right. Crafters. That's this right. Episode was brought to you by Lens Crafters.
That's right.
Before we do dive into that, let me tell all of our listeners out there, you guys know the routine. Wherever you're listening to this, make sure you hit that follow button or that subscribe button. There's no better time than the present also to go to prospectboomerang.com. Click that green button at the top right and sign up for a free account. Excuse me. And then join our free real estate recruiting mastermind where Matt and I go and dive into these topics a little bit deeper. And what I mean by that is, you know, if you guys go and you have questions, just ask them and we'll answer them right there, get to know you and your business, and hopefully let you guys get to know us and ours as well. So Matt,
yes,
what are some of the differences between vision and culture?
Because we all want to be about what we're doing, right? So I'm just trying to be really concise with this, and then we'll smooth it out from there. So vision's the someday stuff, right? Mm-hmm. That's where am I going to end up, right? Culture is the everyday stuff. Culture is those actions that you're going to be doing, right? Vision is what's being described, and culture is what's being modeled. Culture is what's being done on a regular basis that everybody can see, and that's who they are, right? Vision, what it does is it aligns you and the people around you with your values. Culture is what demonstrates those values. Culture is what actually says, hey, yeah, this is what we have. This is how we need to do this.
Yeah. So vision, or like a vision statement, or sometimes called a mission statement, you know, mm-hmm. that would sound something like, you know, we do everything with integrity. We always put the customer first, and you know, we believe in peace and harmony, and we strive to be the best, and so on and so on and so on, which, you know, you need one of these, right? You need one of those statements. Just, you know, it's kind of like the foundation of your business. It's a little seed you plant.
That's right.
Little seed that you plant in the pot. But too many times I believe that you walk into the business, and sometimes you go in 10 businesses, mm-hmm. 10 brokerages, we'll say. And it looks like the same. It looks like everybody's got the same vision statement.
Right? Absolutely,
I said that. You know, everything with integrity and customer first. Those are all great things. Do those things. But is that really what you're all about?
Right. So you know, one of the things I hear from brokers is, you know, I can't believe all agents think that that all real estate brokerages are the same, except for one or two little things. We're all different. Well, then why isn't your vision statement different? Right. I mean, if your vision statement is the same thing as everybody else, don't be pissed when everybody treats you like everybody else.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like stock photos. It's like everybody went to the same place and bought the same stock vision.
That's exactly right.
Stock mission statement. And the problem with that, Matt, and this goes into culture. The problem with that is, let's say it's like, you know, always put the customer first, right? We want all of our agents to really just constantly be thinking about the customer. But then, you know, is the owner constantly in, you know, taking care of the managers?
Right.
Are the managers constantly, you know, on a day-to-day basis, right? This is that culture, putting the agent first.
Yep.
Because it cascades.
Absolutely.
As soon as you miss one of those.
Yep.
Then you lose your message, right? So somewhere in the middle between the top and the customer, you know, if you're not living that vision statement or demonstrating it, as you said, on a day-to-day basis, then it's going to be, it's not going to make it to the customer.
So sitting at the desk, talking to recruits when I was doing it on a daily basis.
Yep.
One of the things I would tell people sitting across the desk, and I'll tell you why in just a second. One of the things I'd tell people when I was sitting across the desk from them was, I want to do a great job as a managing broker, assisting you with your business, so it makes it easy for you to help the customer.
Yes.
If all I'm spending time on is skipping over you as the agent and doing things that only help the customer out, then you know what the agent ends up doing? They end up unplugging from those tools and systems because they're not connected with the solution. The solution was just being delivered, for them. Or even worse, the broker is 100% just distant from all of it.
Yeah.
And so what I look for whenever I was having that conversation with people is I look for them nodding their head or them saying yes, or their heart, you know, growing like the Grinch three sizes that day. Right. So yeah. That's what I was looking for, is I wanted them to be overwhelmed and engaged in the fact that I'm helping them so that they can help their customer. That is demonstrating the culture to them to make sure that they know how they're supposed to treat the customer. Because ultimately, if the company is treating me as the managing broker, the broker, you know, if it's my company as the broker owner, if it's treating me a certain way, and I'm treating the agent a certain way, and I've recruited agents that are expecting that, the ones that don't want to be in that environment, you know what they're going to do, Ben?
What's that?
They're going to not be in that environment. They're not going to join that office.
Yeah.
They're not going to stay at that office. But if you have splintered culture, right? Anybody can be there. You're going to wake up one day and look around and go, who are all these people and what the hell are they doing in my office? Right? They don't look at things the same way I look at things. I don't want to be here anymore. Or your agents are going to do that. This isn't me. So how many times does a broker lose an agent because a conflict comes up and one of the agents walks in the office, or they have to sit both of the agents down and they're talking to them and they're saying, well, you know, how did we get here and all this kind of stuff? And both agents, from their perspective of what they've experienced with the company, they both have a great point, because there was no line drawn in the sand of what the overall vision was. So literally both of these people are thinking, oh, I'm right. Right. We should have dealt with this differently, because in the past I've done this and this is how we look at it. And here's our values from the past. And the other person sitting next to him is like, no, no, no. Here's how the values are. Here's how we've dealt with this in the past. Here's how this has all been handled. And the broker, because they were MIA or didn't have any day-to-day culture that they were really digging into, they weren't paying attention to their values on a big picture scale. They're sitting in the middle going, oh my gosh, y'all are both right. That is exactly who we are. No wonder why there's a conflict here.
Yeah. And it's very easy to do that, right? We're talking about this, you know, from a broker and a manager standpoint, all the way down to the agent, obviously. But it is even easier to do this if you are a broker who is out there selling.
Oh, yeah.
And your brokerage is essentially your side hustle.
Right. Absolutely. Right?
Because he's like, you're not worried about culture. You're just like, whatever's going on over there, I don't know. I got three closings. I heard today that, in Canada, they don't call them closings. They call them possessions.
Really? Like a ghost showing up?
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if it's like
different kind of possession.
Yeah, I don't know. That's possessed. Because they're taking possession of the home. Anyway, that's a complete side note. But I want to put this in a little bit of context for people with some examples. Now, I'm not condoning this mission statement or this vision statement as far as what I would do,
right?
But I want to go to an extreme to make people understand, you know, what I'm talking about here. So,
hey guys, this podcast is powered by Prospect Boomerang.
We all know broker owners struggle with profitability. Prospect Boomerang compounds your profits by recruiting the best agents to your brokerage.
For consistent growth, visit prospectboomerang.com.
Sure.
if let's say I'm just like, you know what, it's all about Louis Vuitton and Lamborghinis, right? The two L's,
right?
And my only goal is just I want to be a billionaire broker, right? I only want to hire those agents out there who also want to be, you know, millionaire and billionaire agents, because it's important for them to, you know, have the cars and the shoes and the bags and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
Make that your mission statement, right? You can say, you know, our mission here is to build the most wealthy group of agents, right? We don't care about the customer.
Right. Right.
We only care about building the largest wealthy.
That's such a great point.
Group of agents. Well, guess what? If that's what you're all about, that better be your vision statement. And guess who's going to show up at the door knocking? Those people who want those things. And guess who's going to stay next time? You know, Matt's calling them. He's like, hey, you want to come talk about, you know, integrity and, you know, doing the right thing? And
no, man. No, I will trade a buck for my integrity any day of the week.
It's raining outside. I can't get my Ferrari wet.
That's right.
And guys, listen, there's nothing wrong with it. I love Ferraris. I usually have one on the shelf here, but so don't take that the wrong way. But honestly, whatever you believe and whatever you're trying to create, that should be your vision. It shouldn't be one of those things where you go to Envato or stockvisionstatements.com. I don't think that's real. That's an idea.
And
buy the one that your fellow brokers in the marketplace have, because as soon as you have your own and it's transparent and it's authentic, everybody's going to show up. That
completely
fits.
Agree. That's so well put, Ben. That's so well put. So boiling it right down, right? So vision is the someday, culture is the everyday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And vision aligns with values, and culture demonstrates values. And vision is what's described, and culture is what's modeled, right?
Yep.
So whatever your vision statement is, it has to be authentically you. If it's not authentically you, then what you end up with is having to support something on a day-to-day basis that isn't you, that you're acting or portraying, and it just makes it very difficult to uphold in the long run. And the people that are there, the second they see that that's not what's really going on, it's like roaches when you turn the light on. They're all gone.
I like that.
You like that?
I don't want to think about it, but I like that analogy. Right.
But it happens. That's the way it goes.
Awesome, guys. So, you know, but before I wrap this up, you know, we want to make sure, because Matt talked about the Grinch there for a second. We want to make sure that, you know, all the listeners out there, that their heart is truly growing three sizes, you know, today.
This day.
From this talk. Instead of thinking up a lie and thinking it up fast.
And looking around at the presence and seeing what's been in the past.
Exactly. Right. So, guys, I don't, you know, if the cockroaches scatter, it's time to flip the lights on either way.
Right.
And find what that is. Because, you know, once you know you got them, you can call, you know, somebody to get rid of them.
That's exactly right. Awesome. So just be from a cultural and vision standpoint, just like we always talk about, just be authentic, man. People are going to say, so let me break it down to an agent standpoint really quick. Right. And then we can wrap up. So
love it.
So I give this example all the time whenever I talk to people. So let's say that you create a postcard. And the postcard says voted number one by an independent lab, and you're sitting there with your Labrador retriever, right?
Yeah.
And you send that out to a neighborhood, and everything you send out is, hey, you know, I just, you know, sold this house with help from my, you know, the people in the lab or something like that. And you're there with your dog, and everything you send out is just all about you and this Labrador retriever that's supposedly by your side all the time. And then you show up to the house because somebody calls and says, hey, I want you to come put this property on the market. I want to hear about what you're doing. I'd love to understand how you can help me do business. And you roll up, and when you roll up, they swing the front door open, and Rover runs out and jumps up on you, and you take the dog by the head and push it off of you.
Get off me, dog. Labs only.
That's right. Automatically, what showed up at the front door, it is established that what showed up at the front door is different than what was promised.
Yep.
If it's not authentically who you are, then do not portray it. It shouldn't be part of your vision statement. It shouldn't be part of your recruiting process. It shouldn't be part of any of that. Now, that doesn't mean don't put your best foot forward. It doesn't mean that everything has to be perfectly exactly you, and that you don't want anybody in your office that doesn't think about things differently than you do. That's not what we're saying. We're talking about values here. We're talking about culture. We're talking about having a vision that on your bad day is still who you are at your core. Your office, from a retention standpoint, is going to explode if that's who you hire.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying you, Matt. You have Griffin. You have a dog. I know you love dogs. Sure. All right. So, to the brokers, let's say you're not a dog person. You don't have a dog, but you're authentically transparent. Like, I'm just not a dog person. Right? It's not my jam. Right. Doesn't mean you can't hire somebody that's a dog person.
That's right.
The key is the two things that are matching. Is that you're both being authentic and transparent. You don't like dogs, they like dogs, but whatever. You're both telling the truth, telling it like it is, and sharing that with everybody.
Right. And your values are aligned.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Yep.
Awesome, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you enjoyed it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, make sure you hit that follow button. If you enjoyed it on YouTube, make sure you hit that red subscribe button, that bell right beside of it.
Ben, did you tell them about the good luck? If they hit that, button, they get 10 years of good luck.
I had been hitting it so much, you know, trying to get all the luck myself, but you know, there's plenty of luck in that red subscribe button. And it doubles if you hit the bell.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, you'll get notified every single time.
Recruiting success.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be doing this. It adds 10 years to your life, right? We'll be 500 years old doing your sexy real estate recruiting podcast.
We can't call it sex anymore if that's the case. Not at 500.
Yeah. Droopy.
Real estate recruiting podcast.
Awesome, guys. So go to Prospect Boomerang if you want to see and watch all these things in the same place where Matt and I live. And then sign up for our VIP list, where we give you monthly recruiting tips, tricks, and hacks directly to your inbox every single month. I've crushed that lately, Matt. And this outro, it's all over the place. So I'm just going to like have conversations with you again, like right in the middle of it. But I've crushed that tips, tricks, and hacks for like the last 3 weeks. Nobody has said anything.
I've noticed, but I haven't said anything. You're exactly
right.
I know.
You know, it's one of those things that it hurts, man.
it's a stinger. You know, I don't even think I can say tips, tricks, and hacks without messing it up.
You just did. So great job. Matt, we give each other a hard time and help all these brokers out with their recruiting for so many different reasons. It's a ton of fun. But what's the main reason, right? If you had to pick one, Matt, what would it be?
Let me think. Is it because we want their heart to go to grow three sizes this day? No.
See you next time, guys.
No, Ben. It's because we want to be part of their win.